Along the Thai-Burmese border, regional trade has increased as countries reduce taxes and trade barriers to encourage growth. But the strategy encouraging openness by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations also means increased drug trafficking. In Thailand alone, amphetamine seizures has quadrupled since 2008, according to the United Nations' just-released report on the global trade in synthetic drugs. And those numbers worry Region 5 Narcotics Control Board Director Suchip Kachalin.
In Thailand, we are concerned about the opening of the border because it will increase access for illegal labor and businesses. Particularly, drug trafficking will be a huge problem as drugs pass through en route to other countries in Southeast Asia.
Drug trafficking is nothing new in the so-called Golden Triangle, where the production and transport of opium and amphetamines has thrived for decades in Burma's lawless frontier controlled by ethnic armies. Some analysts, including author Bertel Lintner, say the recent spike in production is due in part to the push for control by the Burmese government.
Since 2011, the government has tried to lure many of the rebel groups, former rebel groups, various armed groups, back into what they call the legal fold. It's basically to neutralize them as a potential threat to the central government. But in order to do so, they must offer them something in return.
Authorities hope that opening up Burma's ethnic regions to trade will increase job opportunities. But many living there now have few employment options. Shan Herald Agency News founder Khun Sai Jayin, who fled his country in 1996, says the only way to reduce drug production will be to end the conflict and then deliver jobs.
The biggest challenge, of course, is that we must have peace and rule of law first. And to achieve peace, a political settlement must take place first. However, we have to take into account that the peace must not be an enforced one.
As Burma's ethnic regions continue negotiations with the government, the country and its neighbors face a growing problem as a destination for synthetic drugs. Steve Sanford reporting from Chiang Mai, Thailand for VOA News.